The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Well, since we're talking about home ownership, I asked Pamela Gertz-Kabati of HouseLogic.com. Stop by, discuss some of the tax benefits home ownership affords. HouseLogic.com, by the way, brought to you by the NAR, features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Pamela, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil. How are you?
I am fine. So there were some tax changes this year with that whole fiscal cliff deal.
Yes, there definitely were. But first, you know, before we talk about that, I wanted to mention some of the key tax benefits of homeownership that didn't change, which really help homeowners build wealth. And there are big three here. And the big three are the mortgage interest deduction, the capital gains exclusion, and the property tax deduction.
All right. Give us the fast version of what they are.
Okay. So the mortgage interest deduction is pretty simple. It says that homeowners can deduct the interest paid on mortgage debt of up to $1 million. You can claim it if you itemize, and your first mortgage isn't the only loan that qualifies. In many cases, you can also deduct interest on home equity loans, second mortgages, home equity lines of credit, sometimes called HELOCs. Now, your lender will send you a statement with the amount of annual interest you paid on your loan, and that's how you know what to deduct.
All right. And the capital gain exclusion?
So the exclusion means that the vast majority of homeowners don't have to pay capital gains tax on the profit when they sell a home. So couples who file a joint federal return can exclude from taxation up to $500,000 of the profit, and singles can exclude gains up to $250,000. The exception is home sellers whose income is $450,000 annually, adjusted gross income or above, or singles earning $400,000 or more, and who net more than $500,000 on the sale of their home. Now, they would have to pay gains taxes on the profits. But this is a great deal, and part of the reason it's in place is because the idea is that, you know, when you sell your home, you can take some things without a big tax penalty. It's going to help you towards your retirement. Lastly, your property taxes are deductible. But remember, some taxing authorities work a year behind. That is, you're not billed for your 2012 property taxes until 2013. So you want to enter on your federal forms whatever amount you actually paid in 2012, no matter what the date is on your tax bill.
Okay. So what were some of the tax benefits that were extended with the tax deal that was struck by Congress and the president at the beginning of the month?
So there are three that are particularly nice for homeowners. First is private mortgage insurance deduction. Second is the energy tax credit. And third is mortgage debt forgiveness. The feds extended the private mortgage insurance deduction through 2013. It had expired in 2011. Now, PMI is what you pay your lender each month if you put down less than 20% on a home when you go to buy it. It protects the lender if you default on the home loan. If you itemize, you can deduct each year's premiums paid on mortgage insurance for your principal residence and for a non-rental second home. The deduction begins to phase out once your adjusted gross income reaches $100,000, $50,000 for married filing separately, that's, you know, an annualized basis, and disappears entirely at an AGI of $109,000 or $54,500 for married filing separately.
Yeah, also we should mention PMI payments run about $50 to $100 a month, depending on your down payment. Okay, so the energy tax credit, that was resurrected, right?
Yes, and it's great. You know, if you made an eligible energy efficient improvement in 2012, like, for example, installing an efficient HVAC or adding some insulation, you can potentially claim up to $500, depending on the project. Now, this tax credit had expired at the end of 2011, but Congress made it retroactive to 2012 and extended it through December 31st, 2013. And by the way, that $500 is a lifetime credit. So if you already took it in 2010 or 2011, I'm sorry, but you're done. So there you go. Now, the IRS form, the IRS form you use to claim energy tax credits is number 5695, form number 5695, and you can read more particulars about it at houselogic.com.
Yeah. Now, when we're talking about the IRS, didn't I hear the IRS is a little bit behind on form updates?
Yes. you did hear that. Shocking, isn't it? But, you know, with the last-minute tax deal this year, the IRS will begin processing individual tax returns January 30th rather than January 22nd as it had planned, only a few days behind. But if you're planning to claim the energy tax credit, the IRS doesn't yet know when that form, along with some others, will be available, maybe the beginning of March. Regardless, you should still be able to meet the April 15th deadline, right? That's the big tax day everybody has to worry about.
That is a big tax day, and if I'm going to be paying money, then none of this news upsets me. But if I'm getting money back, hearing that it might be a couple of weeks later does. Anyway, lastly, the tax deal means troubled homeowners will not owe income tax on amounts forgiven during a mortgage workout or foreclosure. This is a big one, Pamela.
Right. That's absolutely right. And this is really huge. The Mortgage Forgiveness Debt Relief Act was set to expire last year, but Congress extended it for 1 year. So if homeowners or sellers have a portion of their mortgage debt forgiven by their lender, typically in a short sale or foreclosure sale for sellers and in a modification for owners, they don't have to pay taxes on that amount. Some people call that phantom income. Without the extension, any debt forgiven would be taxable, which for underwater households represents a real financial burden.
All right, so big tax news this year.
Yes, lots of big tax news. And for helpful information on your taxes, you know, right now or any time of the year, visit HouseLogic.com. We have a lot of information on it.
Okay, great. Pamela Gerskabati from HouseLogic.com. Pamela, as always, great to talk to you. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.